Apple was the first company to remove Alex Jones's hateful, anti-government conspiratorial rants from their platform. And other tech companies, as we know, followed their lead.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not.
We have the ADL that is openly the arbiter with big tech and the censors on who can be online, who can basically in the future with a social credit score even have a job. You're going to be put into ghettos and then into camps under their admitted plans.
Whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed, we're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
The head of the ADL put out a letter attacking Elon Musk and saying, you will not reinstate President Trump. He is a danger and a terrorist. And they went on to say, Alex Jones is the other big enemy, and he must not be allowed back on Twitter. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, when are we going to see you back on Twitter? I'm not worried about trying to get back on Twitter. I am worried about the social credit score, the debanking that's coming for everybody in the next phase of this real tyranny. You talk about clear and present danger.
We're talking about the ability to track and trace and surveil upon subjects from the cradle to the grave, effectively, from the beginning of your life or your children's lives or your grandchildren's lives. They'll have biometric identity markers placed on you and connected with this digital ID. And then all records about all activity will be associated with it. This is not simply some identification. This is a database that is kept in a centralized place by the state, and then is a collection of all activities from the beginning of your life onward.
But what you're doing going after President Trump and Tucker Carlson and others that are good people is discrediting the ADL and discrediting groups that are against anti-Semitism, and it's a lie.
Tucker Carlson has a history of sanitizing stereotypes and of spreading this kind of poison. The great replacement theory, as it's known, is this toxic idea that there are a cabal of Jews plotting to overrun the country with immigrants, Muslims, black people, etc., and commit what they call white genocide. It is literally a staple of white supremacist and extremist ideology.
This is the Coalition of Jewish Values, rabbinic group, largest in the country, calls for CEO Greenblatt's resignation after ADL tweets minimizes the Holocaust. Because he said Tucker Carlson is a Nazi and is as bad as Hitler.
That the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Yeah, they're a threat, says the guy with the blood red Nazi background and Marines standing behind him.
Tucker Carlson's dangerous to tyrants, and the ADL is basically just a group the globalists rent to go out and call anybody that's for freedom a Nazi. And this major rabbinical organization said, what you're doing is evil. And so the good news is here, people across the board are done with the ADL. The bad news is the Anti-Defamation League is completely globalist, completely leftist. It defends radical Islam while attacking basic American values and attacking Christians and creating dissension. But that's what the left does. It's just preposterous that a former president who had the election stolen from him was taken off Twitter when he said peacefully marched the Capitol, and the left had provocateurs there, and then they falsely claimed that Trump ordered people to attack the Capitol. That's a fraud. Who died and made the ADL our controllers?
The greatest propaganda machine in history. Let's think about it. Facebook, YouTube, and Google, Twitter, and others. They reach billions of people. The algorithms these platforms depend on deliberately amplify the type of content that keeps users engaged. Stories that appeal to our baser instincts and that trigger outrage and fear. It's why YouTube recommended videos by the conspiracist Alex Jones billions of times.
Because the closest thing I've seen to Nazis in America is the left and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and their vaccine passports and their lockdowns and their bullying that violates the Nuremberg Code, trying to make us take experimental shots, and the social credit score that'll take your bank account and your job if they don't agree with your political views. That's already happening. We are witnessing the Mark of the Beast system openly rolled out and announced. Whether you believe the Bible is inspired by God or the Word of God or not, what was written over 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos is coming true. A world government that makes you take a mark in the hand or the head to be able to buy and sell, and that you must worship the beast. That means follow what the beast says or you can't buy or sell. It's not just that you have to have the mark to buy or sell. You've got to do what the beast wants you to do or you cannot buy and sell. And that's where in late 2022 we are. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given over $100 million by Government of Canada to roll out a world ID through the UN based on the Communist Chinese digital social credit score system. And now, just today, Bill Gates came out. Here's the article right here. And his foundation donated $200 million to expand digital ID surveillance system for the same Chinese communist control program. So the social credit score in communist China and all the control you see is the model of this system being rolled out in Spain, rolled out in Italy, rolled out in Germany, rolled out in Canada, and now they're trying to roll it out here in America. Just a few years ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said, you will have to take a microchip to buy and sell in the near future. And now here we are. So this is a huge, huge issue that they can then dictate to you through this new digital currency, through this world ID, every action you take in your life with a carbon tax, through the social credit score, through universal basic income as they shut off the regular economy and small businesses, making you sign on for government handout. But with that handout comes all of the rules of the game. This is no longer theoretical on some drawing board or some computer. This is something the bureaucrats and the mega corporations and major governments are doing. There's a race between the West and communist China to see with big tech who can put this in first. So it's scary, but at least we are exposing it, and at least we know about it. Just last week, PayPal said, if you criticize government, if you criticize open borders or forced injections or anything else, gun control, we're going to fine you $2,500 for what we say you're doing in your own personal life. We're going to surveil you and then we're going to censor you. But within days of the announcement, they had to back off because of the backlash. So submitting to this only makes things worse. Standing up to it and saying no only makes things better.